If you can make me $25,000 in a month, we'll do this all day. And so I got to work and I just did that. And I did that for the first year. And then those individuals that I was making money then entrusted me to sell their own properties and their own other investments.
Let's talk real quick. You got your license in 2004, right? Mm-hmm. As far as real estate.
Yep.
How did you get off to a good start? Was it a quick start? I mean, the market was a whole different market back then. What was it like those first couple of 2-3 years? I mean, were you were doing the real estate before the recession hit?
Yeah. So basically, I saw my friends were in real estate and they were just, you know, crushing it, obviously, back then. And I was doing a lot of investing as well because I was sort of in the middle of my racing career. So I was like investing in a couple different things. So I thought I'd get my license so I could buy and sell on my own and not have an agent involved. And so I did that for a little bit. I did a few transactions for my family, but I was really young. I was, you know, I was probably in my mid-20s, had long hair. I wasn't like the guy that you would think like, oh, he's a great real estate agent. I didn't really fit the look. Okay. I was more like, you know, young race car driver, you know, with my fashion and stuff. So I did a couple transactions, but I didn't really take it too seriously. It was more something I could do on the off season and sort of while I was racing. And then when the real estate market crashed, I got out of it. I think I should have stayed in it because, man, all the people that stayed in it, they just came out way ahead because they had to really learn how to do short sales. They had to really adapt. But I got out of it and I started doing more work with auto manufacturers on new car launches and that kind of stuff. So I was doing sort of, you know, what ex race car drivers would do. I remember I was doing like this 30-day launch for the Honda Pilot, and I was in if you've ever been to San Antonio, it's like they have the Alamo there. Pretty cool, but like I was staying in this hotel. It was not very nice, and I was like digging ditches to make like a really cool off-road track for the new Honda Pilot. And I was like literally digging ditches, and I was like working my butt off. Excuse my language. And my friend flew into town on an off weekend, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I just closed this deal, and you know, it was a $2 million deal, $60,000 check." And I was like, why am I not in real estate anymore? I should get back into real estate. So literally after that, that was the last time I did anything in the automotive space as far as like vehicle launches or dealing with manufacturers, which was still a fun job, but it just was a lot more work than I wanted to be doing. And I was away from my friends a lot. And I always thought to myself, I'm not going to be able to start a family if I'm doing this job because I'm going to be gone all the time. Like these launches sometimes take a month or they take 2 months and you're just traveling all the time. And this is not really what I want. So I got back to Arizona. This is 2015. And I struggled for the first 6 months. I mean, I like ate top ramen. I was sort of out of funds. I didn't really expect it to be that hard at first. So I struggled really hard. And I tell this to my agents all the time. I'm like, you got to plan and I'm going to put you on a couple deals just to get you going. But it's going to be hard. You got to find your niche. You got to find what separates you from the other 30,000 agents in the valley. You know, you really have to kind of like understand how you're going to get your business. I still had some very good friends that, you know, were in the racing space and they were wealthy, but they weren't just going to trust me to handle their selling their house or buying their investments. So I came up with a little bit of wholesaling tactic that I don't use today just because there isn't really too much out there to wholesale just because the market's so crazy. But back in 2016, 2017, there was a lot of really good deals to be had. And so what I would do is I'd wake up first thing, I'd you know, troll the MLS. And if I found something that I felt like I was undervalued, I would write it in my name, and I had some cash, so I'd have proof of funds with my own money that I had saved through my retirement fund. So I didn't even use the cash that I had available. It was like my retirement money, but you know, I could still write a good prequel. And I would write cash, and I would say like, okay, it's a cash deal. And then within the inspection window, I would flip it to an investor friend of mine. And then, you know, we would close on it, and then I'd put it back on the market with him like 30 days later, make him $20,000-$25,000. And then he'd be like, if you can make me $25,000 in a month, we'll do this all day. And so I got to work and I just did that, you know?
Yeah.
And I did that for the first year. And then those individuals that I was making money then entrusted me to sell their own properties and their own other investments. And then the ball kind of got rolling. But I really had to kind of make something out of nothing. And that was my niche. You know, that was kind of what I was good at.
Yeah.
And that's what got me going.
That's awesome.